Well, hey everyone, sorry about that late start to this Juno afternoon, but from listener-supported KTOO. Welcome to Juno Afternoon, broadcasting live from the homelands of the Akwan, or on demand as a podcast. It's Friday, December 22nd. I'm your host, Andy Klein. Thanks for joining the conversation as we head into a holiday weekend here. We're coming up, music from some of the heavy hitters, I'd call them murderer's row of Juno music. First up, it's Mar 66, amazing DJ. He's gone from Juno to across the globe with his amazing blend of house, techno, and almost all forms of dance music. He's gone through a lot of journeys lately, and we'll talk about that today as he plays this weekend in Juno. And then the all-star lineup that is the Muskeg Collective, including Taylor Vidic, Annie Bartholomew, Josh Fontenberry. They're playing us some live music today, and then Taylor's band, the Swingin' Gents, are playing multiple shows tonight at the Red Dog. That's all ahead today. I hope you'll join me. Weekend weather for this holiday weekend is a mixture of snow and rain in the forecast for the foreseeable future, with a 90% chance of rain on Christmas Day. And hey, one programming note, Juno Afternoon is going to take a break from live shows from December 25th through January 15th. Live shows will return on Tuesday, January 16th. However, over the break, you can tune in for the 2023 Juno Afternoon Year in Review episodes as we look back on 2023 and highlight some of the interviews and events that we covered on the show. Thanks for your continued support of the show, and we look forward to sharing further with you in conversation in 2024. Well, Mar's been with me as I've messed up on the radio many times before, just like this today. Mar 66 is joining us today. How you doing, man?
Hey, great to see you. Very good to see you as well.
Yeah, well, Juno Afternoon, your community-supported public media station. I'm Andy Klein hosting today, and Mar 66 is with us. Some of you might know him as Astronomar, DJ Astronomar, Marlin, if you're buddies with him from way back. And Mar, you've gone through so many different kind of iterations and changes and evolutions as an artist. But tell me about your latest thing here. Mar 66 is what you're kind of now, as you frame it, it's your new project.
Yeah. I mean, like Mar 66 is a new project. I did the Astronomar thing for like nearly 20 years. And like, I feel like it was time to like just change things up. My inspirations are different. I feel like I grew a lot as a person, and like, yeah, just my inspiration's changed a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you've gotten older. You matured as an artist, I would think, as well. I mean, certainly from when you were in your 20s and first moving to LA and first trying to break into the scene and all that. Of course, you were really successful in doing that, not just main course, but then also, as you said, now you're sort of starting this new kind of techno boutique imprint called Intuition.
Yeah, correct.
So tell me about that, going from sort of the cocoon of a record company that you've been with for decades, really.
So Main Chorus was up and running from like 2012 until 2022, and we decided to end it. And like at that point, I was kind of like, you know, I kind of want to have a new project that's like a personal project. I also manage a couple of the labels called Rules Don't Apply and What to Do Records, both ran by, well, I manage the labels, but they're owned by Walker and Royce, owns Rules Don't Apply. Justin Martin owns What to Do. And they're both very like established, amazing, talented artists.
Are these kind of LA based mostly, or?
Like everyone lives in California now.
Yeah.
But yeah, but they're like huge like house acts. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I manage their labels, and I started Intuition with my buddy Sindon. And it's kind of more like just like it's a personal passion project label.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So one of the first things that we were just talking about, one of the first things that you ended up doing as Mar 66 was, lo and behold, Sub Pop came calling.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of an amazing thing. So tell me how that project developed and what that's about.
So my buddy Nick Alanin, he's a very accomplished visual artist and all around all kinds of mediums. He's amazing. He has a music project called Yassine. and he put out an album on Sub Pop a couple of years ago, and he was asking me to do a remix. And like, I was kind of like in the middle of like letting go of the Astronomer project and like wanting to try something new. So like, I didn't want to like take that plunge yet. And I wasn't feeling creative at the time. And then like, when I kind of got around to like, okay, I'm kind of ready to like start a new thing, and I was feeling inspired, I was like, yo, this is the chance to like kind of just jump into it.
Yeah. Yeah. So cool. Well, let's hear a little bit about it. So this is, tell me about this track and what your approach was to the track.
I mean, the original track was a little more kind of like pop, a little more poppy. And like, you know, I liked his vocals on it a lot. And I just wanted to kind of like give it kind of like a dark, groovy edge.
And, you know, there's a few terms that you kind of use a lot that I'm kind of familiar with. Like, you say house. Mm-hmm. All right. So how do you define? I know that's always tough to define things. But when you think like, oh, this is one of my things that kind of epitomizes what I do, that's sort of like house. What what is that? What are people listening for there?
I mean, at the most basic level, house is like, like kind of like disco tempo, usually disco inspired dance music. It's usually like built off loops and stuff like that, and like samples a lot. But nowadays house is like, it's basically like, it's like there's commercial house music, there's like underground house, like a lot of pop music borrows from house now as well. So like, it's gotten a lot broader.
Yeah.
So it's basically just kind of like approachable dance music.
It also influences pop music.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Completely. I mean, yeah. Right. Yeah. It has been for decades.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay. Well, let's, and house, am I right? House kind of developed out of Chicago. Is that?
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Chicago, yeah. New York, Detroit.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's listen to this. This is Yacine. This is, the Mar 66 remix of Close the Distance. This is the Mar 66 remix of Yacine's Sub Pop track. So it's a little sample of some of your samples and work that you're doing with Yacine there. That's on Sub Pop. And tell me a little bit about that. What that the, some of these.
Yeah.
Okay. That sound. Yeah, yeah. Okay. How do you create that sound?
So I mean, like that particular sound, it was like probably just like a single like bass pluck, and like
from some sample from some record from some
just from like
track.
A sample pack that I had, and like there's probably like 5 or 6 different effects where I like totally like mangle it and like kind of like sonically dismantle it. And then I kind of like piece it back together and like kind of shape it and carve it in a way that like creates the sound that you hear.
Now, when you are doing that, do you do that with the goal of I need this kind of sound, so I'm going to do this? Or do you just kind of fish around and hear
There's rarely a time when like I'm trying to make this sound. It's kind of more like me kind of just messing around with it and like toying around and like just kind of waiting till I find something that like that inspires me. It sounds like something that I wanted to hear, and then I kind of like tighten that up.
It seems like a lot of what you do must be database management in a way, right?
Kind
of. I mean, right? You have this. You must have a file of sounds, right?
Yeah. Like, I have a huge file of sounds, and it's funny, like I haven't like updated like my sound library in so long, but like I don't feel the need to, because like I can achieve what I'm excited about most of the time, like with the same sounds and just like by mangling things and like just like scraping them.
And when we're listening to this, is this something that do you have like hands on the wheel doing this and it's being recorded live, or is it more like you're manipulating it in more like an editing program?
It's more like editing kind of programming and kind of like It's more kind of just like laying things out and then like kind of working like bit by bit and then kind of piecing things together.
And that's the recording piece. But now when you're playing clubs, how does that differ? What are you doing when you're playing clubs and really kind of doing the live mixing?
So like comparing like live production to like the live DJ set, it's like when I'm DJing, it's like mainly, it's like purely selection and like timing things in a way that like might feel interesting, like with transitions coming at a certain time or like letting a certain part ride for a lot longer and kind of like letting people get lost
the build, that sort of thing. That hypnotic.
And then sneak things in and like kind of tease things and like just kind of like have fun with like the timing of things.
I've always wondered about that because great DJs, when you listen to a great DJ set, there's sort of a beginning, middle, and end. Yeah. There's this flow that happens. There's almost like a story being told sonically in a way. And also that's the DJ picking up on what's this room, what's happening in this room right now. So how in the world do you do that? I mean, that's a weird thing to ask an artist. Yeah. How do you make your art? But
I just try and arrange things like tracks and like the timing of when I introduce things in a way that would be like interesting to me or like, I just let, like, I have to like really like a track to play it. So like, I'll try and showcase the track without like rushing through it to get to the next thing to like keep the floor moving all the time. You know, like if I like a track, I'll let it rock and then like, I'll let it rock a little bit longer and then like slowly bring things in and like just kind of create more of like a flow.
I got to see one of your sets, one of the coolest things I've ever done personally, which was at the XS the Wynn Casino in Vegas. You were the warm-up guy or the starting act for Diplo.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't want to put down Diplo, but I thought you were the highlight of the night. But
well, what's funny is like I didn't play like commercial bottle service stuff at all. I was playing like my underground stuff.
Right.
And the promoter was like mad at me.
Well, that was crazy because the dance floor was live, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess it was during Vegas Fashion Week, too.
Oh, I think it happened to be.
I didn't figure that out. Yeah. I figured that out about halfway through the night. I was like, what is going on here?
It was like a star-studded event. And it was like my like first big show in Vegas. And like, it's funny because like, that's when I first kind of started like talking to Diplo and like kind of like entering like that world of things. And like, I just emailed him. I was like, hey, do you have any shows I could open? He's like, yeah, come play in Vegas.
Wynn Casino.
Yeah. And I was like, okay.
At the premier place in Vegas.
It was really crazy. That was like 2013.
That's
why. Right. That's
crazy. I almost didn't get in because my shoes weren't nice enough, by the way. a couple of rubes from Juno were in the town.
Yeah. It was like a very fashion forward.
Oh, man. Yeah. It was kind of crazy. Yeah, I know. True. You were nice enough to at least wave and say, hey, okay, yeah, okay, cool.
Well, I mean, like, I was also kind of like, whoa,
I'm sure you were freaking out.
I was like, wait, this is real. Like, this is really happening. Holy crap.
It was a big moment for you, I would think.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, playing that. It was really fun to be able to witness it. It was very cool.
I'm happy you were there.
But yeah, it was great. I mean, but what I was thinking about that was how live the dance floor was and keeping that up at one of these kind of like big major clubs that you get to play. That's an amazing thing, right?
Yeah,
because, I mean, it's a death knell to not have the floor be working, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, it's definitely, like, a lot of responsibility. And it's a lot of pressure from, like, the people who are, like, investing to, like, make the party happen. You know, there's so many layers of, like promoters and, like, the club itself having to, like, sell tables and all that kind of stuff.
Totally. Yeah. And certain stuff's going to sell. Yeah. Certain stuff isn't going to sell. But promoters don't always know what they're talking about.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, like, the promoter was trying to get their in-house or like their resident DJ to like take over for me. And he's like, no,
that's cool.
Yeah. That's
cool. Cause that would have been, that's a bummer.
Yeah, that'd have been, I mean like, it was what it was.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, it was good. Yeah. Well, it's 10 years ago now.
Yeah. That was 10 years ago.
Wow, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And a lot's been happening. So tell me a little bit more. You talk about kind of like your journey as an artist and stuff. What are sort of the stages of what's been happening with you and your music in the last, decade?
I mean, yeah, I feel like I definitely accomplished a lot with the Astronomer Project and like, traveled the world a few times and released on some of the biggest labels and like
big EDM festivals.
Like, I was like
and
playing
stuff.
Tons of festivals and like gained a lot of respect from my peers in the artist community and like had a lot of people who were like grateful for what I did, and I was grateful to be able to do it. And like, I kind of just reached a point where like things kind of felt like super industry, and like I kind of felt like my path was like veering a little bit away from like what I've started it for, you know? And like, I was like kind of doing stuff and producing in a way that would like help me get bookings for stuff. And then like, I was just kind of feeling unhappy about it. And then like getting pushed farther in that direction, like with my music stuff, and just feeling pressured to like do things a certain way.
It's a key moment for any artist that gains success, right? Which is, am I going to lean into what's successful, yeah, or am I going to lean into what makes me happy and yeah, where I kind of feel like I want to
yeah
go?
Yeah.
And sometimes those things can go together.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, if they don't go together, you've got a real moment yeah there, right? Yeah. Because like, you have a lot of pressure built yeah into the success you've had in the past.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's partially why I wanted to end the Astronomer project, was because like, it just wasn't feeling fun anymore. Like the metaphor I use is, I felt like I was carrying around like a suitcase of clothes that didn't fit me. And I was just like, I just felt like something I had to like carry and like uphold and like put, you know, I kind of like just bring with me all yeah the time. It just kind of started to wear on me.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was just feeling like uninspired by that.
Well, that's awesome that you had the guts to say, I'm going to try this yeah other thing, you know? And I mean, that's a huge risk. Yeah.
Completely. Cause
this is how you yeah make your living.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, like, I don't want to look at it like I was like throwing it away, because I'm really proud of everything that I did and everything I accomplished.
And but it's
like,
there and it's accessible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still yeah there. If right people want to look, they can find right it. But right, like, I have different inspirations now. I've grown a lot as a person, and like, I just wanted to start from the very bottom. Like, I didn't transfer over like my socials. I started from zero with everything again. So like, it feels fresh to like not have that pressure of like past success, you know? Yeah. Now it's like, I can just do it at my own pace. There's no pressure to like keep up with anything other right than like my own inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You put together a mega mix for us of some of the stuff that you've released on this new kind of boutique techno imprint Intuition. Yeah. Tell me yeah a little bit about that Intuition, and then we'll listen yeah to this. We'll listen to this mix.
Okay. Yeah. Together. So, Intuition is a label I started with Sindon, who's like a legendary producer, DJ, from London. He was like one of my first inspirations, actually, like getting into this style of music. Like, he was one of the first names I would like search in like LimeWire and like download everything.
Napster, LimeWire.
Yeah, yeah.
Now tell me, when you say this type, what do you mean by that? Because I always think of your stuff as so percussion based, so yeah beat based, and so like you say, like those rounds of beat that sort of
kind of like loops and
that loops yeah of the loops of beats, loops of beats, loops of beats. And then it's almost like the beats are what you create your melodies out of.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Like my stuff is more kind of like percussive based, more than like having like a lead melody most of the time. You know what I mean? So, yeah, like I guess like with Intuition, it's kind of like it's a little bit more like meandering, experimental, techno adjacent stuff. Not like straight up techno, but like not straight up house. It's kind of like in the middle of, it's like in the middle, but weirder than the middle.
Yeah. That's good. All right. Well, here it is. In the middle, but weirder than the middle. This is a mega mix of a bunch of stuff. This is all under your Mar 66 moniker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this mix is like all my released music under my new name.
Yeah, very cool. We'll just listen to a few minutes of it here. Yeah. Thanks, man. just tell me a little bit about those tracks and kind of what, tell me about those tracks.
Okay, yeah. I think there's five tracks there. Three of them are from my debut EP that I put out on Intuition called the Eagle Porpoise EP. And I'm Alaska Native, and my clan is Chukanady, which is Eagle Porpoise. So that's where that comes from.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. And then the track is one we heard earlier, the Yasin remix.
Right.
And also a remix I did for Maude Voss and Marie Nix for their label Delusional Records. Yeah. And it's a song called In the Club Out. And like, it's about like the club just being like diverse and yeah.
Yeah. So tell me about, we were just talking a little bit while we were listening to that track about kind of the music, kind of the business side of music. Mm. So with a lot of musicians, the thing that you hear now is you don't make money off recorded music. You make money off of performing. Is that true in your world as well? Or is there more of a split?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say, yeah, like definitely like with the Astronomer Project, like most of my like livelihood came from like playing shows mm-hmm. and touring. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actual touring too. And not just being the DJ known at a certain club or something.
Well, yeah. I mean like,
cause you were more of a featured DJ.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, like right. I was usually like booked as a headliner at whatever club.
Right.
But like, I mean, like, I only did maybe like one or two like official like tours, mm-hmm. like when I go international, but like, I consider like flying around like three times a month, you know, to play.
Absolutely. That sounds like a tour to me.
Essentially touring. Yeah.
Sounds like a tour to me. Yeah. And then also like festivals and stuff. And you were just describing how the Astronomer Project, you see more adjacent to the EDM world, the electronic dance music world, versus what you're doing now is more house and techno.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, I mean, it's somewhere in the middle. Like I'm not like trying to like define myself.
Yeah. And I don't want to get into that either, but yeah. I mean, you do see a bit of a break of the styles that you're doing.
Yeah, and like I'm not trying to like lean hard into one direction. I'm just like making stuff the way I want to make it, and like I'm just having fun with it
again. Yeah,
you know, I'm not trying to like super hard to like break into the scene. I'm just having fun.
And you know, speaking of that, I mean even though you're kind of doing a new direction, you still have a lot of the contacts that you've had through the years, and you still have those friendships and have those business relationships and stuff. So that have you gotten pushback from your friends in the industry? Like, what are you doing, man? Or is it
some people are like, dude, like you're throwing away such a good thing.
And yeah.
Like, pardon me. But yeah, it's just like my personal relationship to what I do is like more valuable to me than like any business opportunity. You know, it's because it's like, this is what I love to do. And like, this is why I started doing it.
Well, that's a true artistic statement in a way. I mean, that's, you know, that's the difference between someone who's
as much as I love my friends.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like, like my love for my,
leave me alone,
music,
man.
Got me.
Yeah. Do what I want. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's always been, I mean, even talking to you when you were in high school and when you're first developing your career, I remember talking to you a lot about your direction and stuff. You've always had a really strong direction. And we were talking about that. Like you knew, like we were talking about how Juno is such a great incubator in a way, but you knew in order to really develop in this scene, you needed to go somewhere. Yeah. You started in Seattle and then you got down to LA.
Yeah. Well, I feel like starting in Juno because it's like a culturally like artistically forward city, you know, like I was able to kind of like figure out like the exact kind of vibe and kind of just the way I wanted to approach things musically. And like, I was able to like, kind of like, develop that here.
Yeah. It gives you a sort of almost a sense of self in a way that then translates out into the music that you're producing. Yeah.
And one cool thing about Juno is like at the time there wasn't hardly anyone doing what I was going for, you know? So it felt like,
People understood it. I mean, people, I remember you playing at the Alaskan and playing at places and it was awesome. It was always like packed out. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Monday Night Raw.
Yeah. Monday Night Raw.
I mean, right. All that great stuff that you guys were doing back then. But maybe Scotty, maybe a few guys like that, Luke or other people kind of got it really at a level. But for the most part, it just sounded like awesome dance music.
Yeah.
Which it was.
Yeah. And like, it was fun to kind of like learn about it and share it at the same time in Juno.
Yeah.
Because we were like kind of figuring it out and trying to figure out like our approach to it.
Yeah, you're right. You know, you probably didn't, looking back, you'd probably think about, oh, brother, I wasn't very sophisticated back then, you know, about your approach.
Like, but I felt like conceptually I was approaching it in a way that was like dope, you know?
Yeah, different maybe.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, maybe it was just like you didn't come from a scene.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
You came from a place that no one else was doing what you were doing, except for maybe a few friends. Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's really pretty amazing. Well, what's next for you, man? We should mention you're playing tomorrow night at the Crystal.
Yeah, I'm playing tomorrow at the Crystal. I'm super excited. They always give me a lot of freedom to kind of do whatever I want and like ask how I want the lights and all that kind of stuff.
That's cool.
I really appreciate playing there. The sound is amazing.
Sounds great.
So I'm super hyped to be there tomorrow. I think I'm going to play open to close. Like I was thinking about trying to get an opener, but I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just play from like 10 to whenever the close is.
Yeah, man, we're here to see you.
Yeah.
I mean, not that you don't support the scene.
Yeah, you do.
You support the local scene, but I think that's really cool to just say, I'm going to just play.
And also the kind of like show, just take people on a journey, you know, like if they're willing to like sit through it that long or dance through it, whatever. You know.
Does your approach to shows, I mean, when I remember seeing you as a kid, I mean, you know, it was party scene, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. How has your approach to actually performing and doing shows changed through the years?
I'd say now I'm more kind of like aware of like the music I'm sharing. As we're like before, I'd be like, okay, how can we get this group of people to dance over here? You know what I mean? But now it's like, I'm more like self-conscious and self-aware about like the music I'm sharing. And like, do I like really stand behind this music? Do I believe it in it enough to like let it play all the way through? And then like, you know, I'm a little more careful with the selection.
Yeah.
And like sometimes to the detriment of the floor, it's like, if I really want to share this music, like I'll take the L and like clear it a little bit, but like, I feel good about sharing the music still.
Yeah. Take the L.
Yeah. Take the loss.
I love it. Well, Mar, it's so good to see you, man. And
likewise.
Great to talk to you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Sure. Absolutely. Mar 66. You've known him as DJ Astronomar or just Astronomar or Mar or Marlin or whatever you know him as in town. He's playing tomorrow night at the Crystal Saloon. As he says, it's going to be a one-man performance, man. He's going to play all night. That's really cool. That's going to be awesome to see. So that's happening tomorrow night. And his music is on Intuition, his new label. And also you can find some of his music on Sub Pop. If you just search Mar-66 on the Googles, you'll find all the stuff you need to find about him. And we'll play out a little bit more from Mar here. This is one that Boss and I were really enjoying just a little bit ago. It's called Big Ass Rectangle. Thanks, Mar. KTO turns 50 this January. We're marking this milestone by celebrating you, the community that has supported locally owned airwaves in Juneau for 5 decades. By the way, we've got an amazing band setting up in this room right now, so stay tuned. As part of our celebrations, we'd love to hear how KTOO impacts you. So we're looking for audio submissions that are around 60 to 90 seconds in length and share your thoughts, memories, your driveway moments, personal stories, all that kind of stuff about the station that we can use on the air. To submit that, record your message on your smartphone and email it to junoafternoon@ktoo.org. Instructions for getting great audio can be found on our homepage at ktoo.org. Look forward to hearing from you. Thank you. And coming up in just a minute, we're going to be hearing from Muskeg Collective, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. Well, folks, we're going to do what is in the business called a musical switch right now between Mars 66 and the Muskeg Collective. Muskeg Collective is here, right here in the studio with us. Hey, folks, how you doing? Muskeg Collective is Taylor Vidic. Taylor, how are you?
I'm so good, Andy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Getting right. We got some shows tonight, man.
Who needs the holidays?
Who needs the holidays? And of course, Annie Bartholomew is here. Woo. Annie, how are you?
Excellent.
Very good. And Josh Fortenberry's here. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right. Well, we got three guitars here. Is someone playing kind of a bass, more of a bass line guitar? It's all just guitars. Just this is it. That's it. And we're going to be hearing from Muskeg Collective. Now, we should just as a preview, we're going to talk about a show. You're doing a show tonight.
That's correct, Andy.
With the Swingin' Gents.
It's true.
And that's happening at the Red Dog.
Yep.
Is it all sold out yet?
The earlier show is nearly sold out. I think there's one ticket left on the internet. There'll be a few at the door, but the later show still has some space.
Now, listen, here's the deal with this. I love the way you've structured your tickets on this.
Thank you.
It's so good because, yes, you can get into either show for the $15 general admission price. But if you want to talk about what it really costs to put on a show, you can pay the true price of a ticket, which is $40.
Easy peasy.
Because that's what keeps musicians in Juneau working.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Got to pay a little bit of money. And it's such a great, this is going to be a premier holiday show.
It'll be fun. I'm
excited. Sparkling sweaters, the hats. Like, look at the hat that you're wearing. Look at that. I believe in Santa Claus. It's beautiful. And it's good for radio. I know. I don't know why I'm talking about the outfits. But anyway, it's very sparkly in here. Well, without further ado, let's get this Muskeg Collective together. And what are you going to perform a song for us? You're all primed and ready to go here to perform a song. Are you on as well, Annie? You're not on this one. Okay.
Annie's hyped.
So we're just going to do mic five then.
No, let's see what happens. We got three guitars. Let's play two of them. All right. Here's a cover of a song that the Bare Naked Ladies does a really tasty version of. So,
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of
All right. If I had jingle bells, I would jingle them right now. Very good. That's a little taste of Muskeg Collective. We're going to come back and talk to them and Annie Bartholomew. We're going to hear about what's happening with Annie's music. We're going to hear what's happening with the upcoming Blackwater Railroad show that's coming up. Whole bunch of stuff to talk about right after this.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com.
Hanson Gress, ka eat with the shu yi, we ka shuk a yi tin. Jin kat ka ke jin ta ka na khaya ha an ka gun chish.
Support for this programming comes from Nugget Alaskan Outfitter, with winter gear for the whole family, including hats, gloves, coats, and boots. Located in the Mendenhall Mall and online at nuggetoutfitter.com.
Well, there's a Christmassy show here as we head into the holiday weekend. And who better than having Muskeg Collective here with us, an all-star, amazing band, three of the shining lights of Juno Music, right here in the studio with us. How are you guys doing? Annie, Taylor, and John, good to see all of you here.
Great.
You kind of have a little bit of a look in your eye like, oh, this is going to be a big weekend. You know, a little bit. Am I right about that?
Christmas Eve is on Sunday and Christmas is on Monday and there's all kinds of, anyways.
There's so many expectations, Andy.
That's what I'm getting at. I don't mean to add any pressure to it. I'm sorry. It's hard to.
But a lot of people have paid for tickets.
Your parents are listening.
Yeah. That's no, it's going to be an excellent weekend.
Well, let's run through a few of the things that are happening here. Annie, thanks for handing me this note. This is really awesome. So you're number one. Let's talk to you about this amazing thing, which is that the Alaska Myth Podcast. Tell me about how your music's being featured there.
Yeah, so the Alaskan Myth Podcast is this podcast that's written and created by this woman named Caitlin Armstrong that's really examining Alaska's mythologies or...
like what people think about when they think of Alaska,
when they think of Alaska, the myth of like the lone settler, the woodsman, all these ideas.
I buy into all of that, by the way.
Well, it's everywhere, yes. All the imagery. So she's taking on different eras of Alaska and interviewing really cool historians. The most recent episode features my music, but also has Dr. Rosita Worrell, David Reamer, some...
And is it featuring the stuff that you did as part of the Sisters of the White Chapel?
Yeah, it's featuring my music from Sisters of White Chapel interspersed. And it's just so cool to have your music be used by folks to keep investigating Alaska's history and changing hearts and minds.
That's really awesome. Thanks for bringing that up. So that's the Alaska Myth Podcast. And that one is the January 4th.
So they're doing a special on KSKA in Anchorage that's 1 hour long. But this is episode 3. We'll have my music. But there's all kinds of wonderful historians. Angelie Grantham, I think, is featured on episode 2. And
Now let's talk about Blackwater Railroad coming to town. They're going to do a show with all you guys. That's happening in January, right? So tell me a little bit about that group. Who wants to talk? John.
Sure.
I'll call on you, John.
So, yeah. I mean, obviously, they're, you know, one of the best touring bands in Alaska right now. And
Folk Alley Top 20 Album of the Year.
Oh no, goodness. That was my album.
That's your album?
That's Annie's album.
Not Blackwater.
You know, that's really funny that you said that, because you handed me this note and it's got a few things and it said Folk Album of the Year. And I thought, well, that she must be talking about Blackwater. I mean, I can only dream that she's talking about her own.
No, it's very surreal.
That's incredible, Annie. Congratulations. Yeah, that's amazing. Top 20 album of the year. We'll get back to Blackwater Railroad in a second, but that's an incredible achievement. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's really crazy to be recognized and on a station that I love so much. When we were reformatting KXLL, we went to some of their DJs to figure out how they did it, and we play it here on KRNN, which I think is just the coolest thing.
But yeah.
Yeah, you usually put out an album and 3 months later, people forget about it.
So well, you've worked incredibly hard at not having that happen. I mean, you've been touring, you've been working with people to book dates, you've, you know, kind of done different, some different festivals, things like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. I just got back from Kentucky where I got to be on Wood Songs and,
right,
you know, just trying to stay productive and relevant and keep chasing the dream.
Yeah.
Juneau, Alaska.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Anyway, Annie, thanks for handing me that note and letting us know about that. That's really cool. All right. So back to Blackwater Railroad. Yeah. Amazing band. We've heard about them, but they're coming on January 19th and 20th. And you guys are going to be kind of working with them. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is all due to Annie's album too. They heard Annie's album and they wanted to come record with Justin Smith, who did her album and my album. So they're coming down to Juneau to record. And while they're here, they're going to play a couple shows. And
we're going to have them in the studio.
That's
here, in
great.
Fact. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Perfect.
Well, very cool.
So
yeah.
Here for yourselves.
Yeah. That's awesome. And,
yeah, they're letting us open for them.
That's very cool. All right. Well, that's all very cool. So what else is kind of happening how did this band get together?
So we call ourselves a collective. We are four individual songwriters who are somewhere in the process of recording or producing or performing our album, or just getting, you know, award after award.
Yes,
that's for our albums.
You don't want it, really. It just happens.
I know. So we're each working on our own projects, and then we have found that it's really beneficial and helpful to be able to trade tips and I don't want to say secrets, but there aren't many people in this part of the world, aka Juneau or Southeast, attempting to push their personal music as far as those of us in the collective are.
And also bring in others to play here. I mean, that's
absolutely
something that all of you work on as well, which is really incredibly beneficial for everyone in the community. But also, like you were saying, you know, like that's sort of how some of that's what Mar talks about, too. That's just sort of how some of this stuff happens in the music industry. You know who you know and connections get made and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So Josh's album, I believe, is coming out in the spring.
Josh, what's your album going to be called?
No Such Thing as Forever. And it's out March 8th.
Very nice. All right. And where was that recorded?
That was recorded, most of it was recorded right here at KTOO in the media room downstairs with Justin Smith as well. And then some of it at Studio A at the Jack and around Juneau at different houses. But yeah, all
Justin
in town.
Smith, a secret weapon in Gustavus, just sitting there, lethal.
Boutique studio. Amazing.
Yeah, Justin Smith is so cool. Well, I've got you all here. Annie, I know you've got a song here that you and Josh are going to do together. Okay, let's hear it, man.
Yeah.
Tell me about this song.
So this is a reprisal of the character I did at Colette Costa's Xmas Bizarre Extravaganza.
Does that explain a little bit of what this outfit is? It's kind of amazing.
Jolly Parton.
That's not your real hair, is it? Yes, it is. Yeah. Of course it is.
Of course, Andy.
I'm sorry.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It's a miracle.
No, wigs are
amazing. Wigs are a miracle.
New technology. My hair is green right now, in all green. And, you know, you learn these one-offs for big shows and you never get to play them again. So I was like, got to share this.
Got to play it. Yeah.
Show.
And I love it. The corduroy green fringe musical note.
Yeah, this is the
incredible
intro line to Patsy Cline's Walking After Midnight. So,
all right.
Topical and functional.
Very nice. All right. Well, so what's this one called? Steps up to the mic there. Very good.
Friends in Snow Places.
Friends in Snow Places. And is it, are you and Josh a band? Is there a band name around this? This is just part of the Muskeg Collective.
We're the Do-Its.
This is the right-hand side of the Muskeg Collective. Okay, here it is.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots, ruined your Christmas affair. I was the last one to know, I was the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in her eyes when I took her candy cane. And I toasted you, said Santa, we may be through, but you never hear me complain, 'cause I got friends in the snow places where the reindeer fly and the cheer chases my blues away. I'll be okay. And I ain't big on social graces. Think I'll ski on down to the snow oasis, 'cause I got friends. friends and snow places. Well, I guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then I've been here before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. I didn't mean to cause a big scene, but give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living in. 'Cause I got friends in the snow places where the reindeer fly and the cheer chases my blues away. I'll be okay. And I ain't big on social graces. Think I'll ski out down to the snow oasis. 'Cause I got friends in snow places. Come on, John. My blues away. I'll be okay. And I ain't big on social graces. Think I'll ski on down to the snow oasis. And I got friends in snow places. 'Cause I got friends in snow places.
Oh! Yeah. Oasis.
Love it.
The snow oasis.
The snow oasis. Sorry,
snow oasis.
Very good. Wow, that was some fun. Thanks for bringing that one back out. That was great.
We workshopped Ho 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 Oasis, but it's hard to sing.
It's hard to sing.
And Josh, picking that guitar. Nicely done. That sounded great, man. Yeah, that was cool. All right. Well, what more do we want to talk about? Let's talk about this. Talk about the thing that's happening tonight. Taylor, your thing that happened tonight. There's a lot of sedate show.
Yeah.
And then there's kind of a.
It's a choose your own adventure.
All out show.
Kind of
yes.
evening. Let's say they're both all out.
They're all out.
Yeah, but the 7:30 show is for those that want to come and sit down and maybe be a little more attentive and home by 10 p.m. I'm really doing that show for Annie Bartholomew's sake.
Yes, actually.
Do you need to be home by 10 p.m.?
You know, it's just so fun to be able to bring your parents out to the show and go home in a reasonable hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bring two cars, though.
Yeah. You know? No, mom's driving tonight.
Okay.
And then there will be a 9:30 show as well. The event is titled A Very Sparkle Sweater Swingin' Solstice.
So swing. So you guys kind of concentrating on some swing music?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've got a 5-piece jazz band, Clay Good, Luke Weld, Sam Roberts on the upright bass, Tim Powers on saxophone, Kelsey Riker, who just started in cabaret. I've conveniently know her quite well. So they'll
back.
Be stopping
nice.
By to spread a little extra sparkle joy.
Well, that's Kelsey definitely spreads that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, a lot of the joy, a lot of the sparkle.
Very much.
And yes, it's very, very cool. What an all-star band you got.
Yeah.
There. That's really
cool.
I feel
cool. very lucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Red Dog, of course, super fun place to play and always a blast to play there.
Yeah. Yeah. And they decorate it to the nines over the holidays. It's very impressive. So tickets are $20 at the door. They've been $15 online if you can buy ahead of time. I think ticket sales are about to close online. So $20 or $40 at the door if you want to pay the what we're calling a true price angel ticket.
Yeah. Very nice. True price angel ticket.
Yes.
Yes.
Happy the holidays.
I'm the true price angel.
Yes. Okay. I'm changing my costume tonight to the true price angel. I'll
get it. All right. Well, very cool. Well, you guys got one more song in you?
Yep.
Yeah.
You get to hear Josh sing.
Let's do it. We got a couple more minutes here. Josh, if you want to get up and sing and play, I'm guessing, right?
You want to do...
It doesn't go anywhere without the guitar.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, we got time, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, you know, and if you play us out, you play us out. Great. So I'd say, yeah, go ahead and play some music. We got some time here. What are you going to play for us, Josh?
Well, Taylor's going to sing us a song that so all the Christmas songs have very similar titles, so we keep having trouble, but I believe this one is
something about Merry Gentleman or God Bless or something.
Christmas is in there somewhere.
All right.
This is Taylor.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year, all our troubles will be months away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star up on the highest pond. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
And every other holiday.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You can hear more just like that tonight at the Red Dog Saloon. There's still tickets left for the 9:30 show.
Very good. Very good, Josh.
Thank you. I'm learning from you.
You might be able to push and shove your way into the 7:30 show as well.
That's right.
But we can find out about that. You know, the capacity at the Red Dog's a squishy number. Come on. You know, people come and go. So, yeah, absolutely. Tickets are still online somewhat. And if not, you can pay at the door. And that's Taylor playing tonight at the Red Dog. And this is the Muskeg Collective. And this is Josh Fottenberry.
And we thought we'd take you out with a song for the new year. This is the folkiest holiday song I know. Acquaintance be forgotten never, right to your mind. Should old acquaintance be forgotten days of old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for old lang syne. We too have run about the hills and picked the daisies fine. We wandered many a weary foot since old lang syne. For old
road lang syne, my dear, for road lang syne. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for road lang syne. Wait to have paddled in the brook from morning sun till dine, but seas between us broad have roared since old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for old lang syne. And there's a hand, my trusty friend, now give us a hand of thine. We'll take right good will a draft for old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear. For
great music from Muskeg Collective there. You've been listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Thanks for joining us today.
Lang syne, for old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne.